follow the news that Dustin Byfuglien's, you know, likely played his last game. I know that changes nothing for your team. But this is the way it ends. You know, it's almost as unique as the player himself.
You know what, Paul? I mean, I get you asking that. Like, and we can... I would wait till something happens before I wrote too many stories about what might happen. Like, I was surprised when he walked in the day and said he wasn't playing hockey. So you learn not to be surprised about anything else that will happen after that, and that's kind of where I'm at with it. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Well, if no one else will. If no one else will, some thoughts on your opponent tonight and what you hope to see from your team.
I want to see, you know, the continuation of our last four. In the starting point of how hard we take a template now with the Carolina and the Boston games, we're as right as we can be, right? We're going to be, and then I think that's what we're seeing from them, because if we're both in the exact same situation, and so this will be, I think, really true to form of Nashville-Winnipeg. I think we're at 2-1 and 1-0, which is an unusual outcome based on the offense generated by both teams in those games. So you're going to get real good goaltending. You're going to get both teams are going to fight like cats and dogs, and be respectful of each other's power plays for sure, just based on the personnel that they'll put on the ice. While it will be, there'll definitely be an edge to this game. I think it's going to have a bit of that kind of playoff. Patience is the right word, but control is the right word. Like, we got into it with Boston. We're fighting for points, but not fighting for a playoff position. So we got nasty real quick, right? I think this one will be really edgy, but very controlled in that. But there's going to be lots of action at both ends.
It was very early in the process of John Hines the last time you saw them. Have you noticed many more systematic
changes? I would say there's attention to different areas. Maybe they've pulled off in some areas just to make sure the defensive structure is right. But we haven't seen any major changes defensively.
Every team has good players. What about the specific challenge to the center depth that the Predators have? I mean, you have a couple of different style of players there, but I mean, that group of four is being arguably
right.
As
really,
defense.
So real good point. Depending on where they put them, because they're not going to run them all at center. This team's offense, though, for us, has always really been driven on the wings, right? Forsberg and Arvidsson, those two guys, very, very dangerous on that wing. And then after all of it's said and done, the guy that drives most of it's the defenseman. So Roman Josi now is a forward. I don't know what kind of forward he is because he starts on defense, but when that thing's coming up the ice, he's playing forward. He's in the holes or he's got it on his stick, and then he's not just in and out. I mean, he's a smart player, so he's not reckless with it, but because he picks those holes and he's such an athlete, like his skating is so explosive that if you want to count him as a centerman too, then I'll agree. It might be the best group of centermen in the league because they got five of them.
Just going back to Dustin, I mean, obviously you watched him a lot. I mean, what's the biggest or most important thing you learned about him being around him on a day?
Who are we talking about?
Dustin.
I don't know what we call him, the epitaph, the obit, whatever it is. If he's not a Winnipeg Jet at some point in the next 10 years, we'll do all that when that time comes.
Any changes to your lineup?
No. No, but Perreault's going to go on IR and Boyle's going to come off IR today and be available for us, but no changes.